Hello everyone, and welcome to Colbún's 2017 year-end earnings review call. My name is Thomas Keller. I am the CEO of the company, and joining me today are Miguel Alarcón, our deputy CFO, and Veronica Pubil and Soledad Errázuriz, members of the investor relations team. I hope that you have received our fourth quarter 2017 earnings reports and an earnings review presentation that we have prepared to complement the analysis of our figures. Otherwise, you can download them at the investors section of our website. The agenda for today on slide 2 is as follows. We will begin talking about the highlights of 2017 to then analyze in detail this year's results, and after that we will provide an update on our growth opportunities. Following the presentation, there will be time to participate in a questions and answer session. Now, please go to slide number 4 to review the highlights of the year. First, regarding our commercial strategy, during 2017, Colbún signed medium-term power supply agreements with unregulated customers for approximately 1,600 gigawatt hour and is in negotiations to finalize new agreements. In this matter, the company has contracted a relevant portion of its generation capacity with new clients in terms that are beneficial compared to current market conditions in a highly competitive market. Second, in terms of growth, construction of La Mina hydroelectric project was completed in April 2017, with units 1 and 2 being synchronized in May of the same year. Third, as a recognition to the company in matters of sustainability, in September 2017, Colbún was selected for the first time to be listed in the Dow Jones Sustainability Index Emerging Markets in its 2017 version, and maintaining its presence in the Chilean Index. This index groups companies that present an outstanding standard of sustainable performance in economic, social, and environmental dimensions of the business. It is worth mentioning that Colbún is the only power generation company of Chilean capitals that is listed in this index. Regarding the financial debt structure during the year 2017, and with the purpose of improving the debt profile, reducing its average interest rates, and extending the average life, the company issued 2 bonds in the international markets under Rule 144A and Regulation S. The first issue, made by Phoenix for $340 million, obtained a coupon rate of 4.317% with a tenor of 10 years and amortizing structure. The purpose of the transaction was to refinance its bank debt with original maturity in February 2020. Subsequently, Colbún issued a new series of bonds for $500 million with a maturity of 10 years, obtaining a coupon rate of 3.95%. The proceeds from this issuance was used to refinance bonds of the same time that expired in 2020 at a 6% rate. Another highlight was that during 2017, Colbún was awarded a 30-year land concession for development, construction, and operation of a wind farm called Horizonte, which considers 607 megawatts of installed capacity. Now, we will ask you please to go to slide number 5 to review the main consolidated figures of the company. Consolidated EBITDA for 2017 reached $692 million and net income reached $289 million. As of December 2017, financial investments totaled $810 million, increasing 21% compared to the balance as of December 2016, mainly explained by cash inflows from operational activities. In turn, net debt to EBITDA ratio decreased from 1.7 times at the end of December 2016 to 1.2 times at the end of December 2017, and the average dollar long-term financial debt interest rate is now 5%. Finally, please be reminded that Colbún has a total installed capacity of 3,847 megawatts, where Peru accounts for 565 megawatts. In Chile, 49% of the installed capacity is hydro and 51% is thermal. I will now turn to Soledad, who will speak about the main drivers of last year's results. Sole?
Thank you, Thomas, and hello to everyone. Please move to slide 7 for a review of the main figures of the year, starting with the physical sales and generation balance analysis in Chile. Total generation of the year increased by 13% compared to 2016, reaching 12.7 terawatt hour, mainly explained by the higher hydro generation and the higher efficient thermal generation based on natural gas and coal, partially offset by lower diesel generation. Physical sales during 2017 reached 12.4 terawatt hour, increasing 4% compared to the same period of the previous year, mainly explained by higher sales in the spot market and to unregulated customers, partially offset by lower withdrawals from regulated customers. Spot market balance during the year recorded net sales for 1,390 gigawatt hour, compared with net purchases for 7 gigas in 2016. During the quarter, 100% of the company's commercial commitments were supplied with cost-efficient baseload generation, which is hydro, coal, and natural gas. Now, please continue to slide 8 to analyze Chile's EBITDA for 2017. First, revenues for this year reached 1,356 million, increasing 11% compared to 2016, mainly explained by, first, higher revenues from capacity and energy sales in the spot market. Second, higher sales under contracts. And third, higher other operating income, mainly due to the portion of the tax on emissions of thermal power plants transferred to unregulated customers, which began to be effective as of January 2017. Raw materials and consumables used increased by 6% in the year, mainly explained by, first, higher gas and coal consumption. Second, higher other operating expenses due to a reversal of provisions registered during 2016 due to differences related to client supply agreements, and to the portion of the tax and emissions associated to unregulated customers. And third, higher transmission toll costs. The higher expenses were mainly offset by lower energy and capacity purchases in the spot market and by a lower diesel consumption. With all, EBITDA increased by 17%, reaching 639 million as of December 2017. Now, please continue to slide 9 for a review of the main financial figures of Fenix, starting with the physical sales and generation balance analysis. Fenix's thermal gas power generation reached 4.1 terawatt hour in 2017, increasing by 15% compared to 3.6 terawatt hour in 2016. The higher generation of the year is mainly explained by the higher availability of the power plants compared to 2016 due to the gas transportation limitation and the disconnection of Fenix during July and September 2016. Physical withdrawals from customers under contract during this year reached 3 terawatt hour, 4% lower compared to 2016, mainly explained by the expiration of bilateral short-term contracts. Spot market balance reached net sales of 1 terawatt hour in 2017 versus net sales for 0.5 terawatt hour in the previous year. Given the above, 100% of the company's commercial commitments were met with own generation. Now, please continue to slide 10 to analyze Fenix's EBITDA for the period. First, revenues for 2017 reached 193 million, decreasing by 11% compared to the previous year, mainly due to the higher volume of sales in the spot market at lower marginal costs. Raw materials and consumables used decreased 2% compared to 2016. The decrease is mainly explained by lower energy and capacity purchases in the spot market. The lower purchases were partially offset by a higher gas consumption due to the higher generation of the period. With all, Fenix's EBITDA reached 54 million in 2017, lower than the EBITDA of 56 million recorded last year. The decrease is mainly explained by lower revenues from ordinary activities as a result of a higher volume of sales in the spot market at lower marginal costs, mainly offset by lower expenses recorded in the line other expenses by nature, associated with the reversal of a provision for doubtful accounts. Now, let's move to slide number 11 for the consolidated non-operating income and net income analysis. Non-operating income in 2017 recorded losses of 146 million, increasing by 43% compared to the previous year. The higher loss in the year is mainly explained by an increase registered in the line other profit losses, product of first, accounting record of provisions of impairment of specific assets, second, tax expense on the emission of thermal power plants, which became effective as of January 2017, and third, impairment of licenses for non-use water rights. These effects were partially offset by lower financial expenses, mainly due to the lower outstanding financial debt during the period, due to debt prepayments of 500 million in June and July of 2016. The company recorded in 2017 a net income of 289 million, higher than the net income of 205 million of the previous year. The higher profit is mainly explained by first, the increase in EBITDA recorded during the year, second, the effect on P&L from the recognition of deferred tax assets as a result of the expected tax loss from the cessation of activities and cancellation of the Iroisen hydroelectric project for 40 million. And third, for a non-recurring income of 23 million due to the recognition of a deferred tax asset at our affiliate company, Phoenix. These effects were partially offset by the increase registered in the line other profit loss as a result of the accounting record of provisions for impairment of specific assets. Now, continuing with this conference call, please go to slide 13, where Thomas will give you an update of the status of our growth opportunities.
As mentioned before, we continue searching for growth opportunities in Chile and other countries in the region in order to maintain a leading position in the power generation business and to diversify our sources of income. Currently, we are analyzing opportunities overseas in the countries Peru, Colombia, and more recently Argentina due to their attractive economic environment, a well-established power regulatory framework, which is still under discussion in Argentina to promote private investment, and finally, where we see significant growth potential in terms of per capita energy consumption. Regarding our growth opportunities in Chile, we have focused our growth in renewables, i.e. hydro, solar, and wind, based on basically three pillars. First, developing a pipeline of projects. Although the power market is at present well-balanced in terms of efficient supply and demand going forward, we expect that demand growth will require the installation of new capacity. Our goal is therefore to maintain a relevant position in the sector, for which it is very important to have a diversified portfolio of projects that can be executed, both in terms of technology and location. For more details regarding our pipeline of projects, please refer to the latest earnings report available on our website. The second pillar is acquiring energy from third parties at very attractive prices. In this context, we have signed contracts with Acciona for 95 gigawatt hours a year and with Total Sun Power for 500 gigawatt hours per year. Finally, and as a third pillar, the company does not rule out the purchase, the acquisition of renewable assets that are already in operations in Chile. This concludes Colbún's 2017 results review. Many thanks for listening, and now we are open to answer your questions.